to Jam Notes. I'm your co-host, Ben Durge, with Nicholas Ring.
Nicholas.
And we...
For real? That's fine.
And we're here to talk about true crime and ASMR. No, just kidding. It is Jam Notes. So we'll be playing a jam. This one is from January 12th, 2023. Any thoughts you'd like to have before push and play?
Shouldn't we mention this is your birthday jam?
It was, yeah, it was near my birthday, I think.
Last year.
2023, yes.
And it's currently 24.
That is correct. So 34, Fibonacci number, big
age. We had a four jam day, which is a good day. Usually we get two or three. Four is a good day.
It was my birthday.
You get a little extra time.
That's right.
Okay. Maybe a little extra inspiration.
Yes.
Let's see what happens.
And because we have hundreds of jams and don't know what to do with them, that is the purpose of this podcast, as Nicholas pushes play.
We should mention that the jams tend to start slowly. Like, we'll ramble.
Yep.
We'll discuss what we're going to do.
To an extent. We discuss things.
Things, yeah.
Maybe some mood or...
Yeah, there's some low talking. I'm going to see if I can dial in on that.
Symbols coming in. It's like wind chimes.
Mm-hmm. Minus the wind. There we go.
Okay. Well, I think we missed the banter at the beginning.
It must have only been a few words.
Yeah. Alright. It's very, space agey. Something ominous is coming.
Oh, we've got a loop and coming in with the guitar.
Interesting time change right there.
Yeah, sometimes the loop's a little bit off. And that can obviously hurt us.
We can just say it's intentional, like a Nine Inch Nails thing. He does that sometimes.
He's probably counting,
though. I'm counting something. It's not numbers.
Yeah.
There's something in my head.
You're counting something, the loop's counting something, and I'm on a different thing. Like underground to me.
Yeah. With something coming.
Oh yeah, it's getting loud. Yeah.
This is it's pretty tight.
Yeah. Snare sounded good today, on this day.
This might have been around the time I broke your screwdriver tightening my drum.
I just threw that away the other day.
I don't know if it was a cheap screwdriver, if I didn't know my own strength, or if the drums were just that resistant.
Probably all those things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
And a weak tool, yeah. A little more groovy.
Like that. showdown about to happen.
Yeah, like locking eyes across the town or something.
Smoke machine, yeah.
Break it up.
I feel like this is one of the jams where I knew what you were gonna do. It's always different when there's a little more guesswork.
Leaving lots of space helps with that.
Yeah.
It's time to predict each other.
Symbols a bit, hi-hats. Give people a listen, maybe they can start singing over it.
That'd
be
cool.
Lyrical ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, which is funny because both of us write words. Creatively, even.
Something like that. Poetry is totally different than songwriting. I wish they were similar. But writing words to music, to me, is very hard.
They're similar, though. They are similar. You can use a lot of the same devices. But yeah, there's something totally different when you sing it out loud versus read it to yourself or say, speak it.
Because I like my poems to have a certain rhythm. It's hard to match a rhythm to a song. I guess what, do you come up with a song first? Or do you usually write
the voice? Anyway. And, you know, there have been songs that we've done that I've rewritten either the lyrics or the guitar to make it a new thing, to make it work. A little solo-y, slidey solo-y. Not too fancy.
Yeah. I like that loop.
Yeah.
Sounds like a... those fuse things in a mad scientist lab.
Yeah. Totally.
It's alive!
I like when you get into a ticky-tacky thing and I get syncopated. It's like this.
Yeah, I was having fun with those hi-hats on this one. I usually just hit them. I'm not trying to do it too much. The fight has happened. It's no longer a showdown.
Yeah.
Throwing fists.
Or lasers. I don't know what it is.
Fist lasers.
Laser fists. Is that taken? Is that a band name?
Laser fist, okay. We'll put that on the list. The laser list. Laser fist on the laser list.
It's Sounds like a good fight.
Yeah. They're probably having some good banter right now.
I wish I knew what they were saying.
Oh, man, I heard... What was it? I'm feeling flight or fight, and I got nowhere to fly, or something like that.
Is that from something?
Oh, something I read on the internet, like fan fiction.
Okay, yeah.
Stumble on things, and halfway through you're like, this was written by a 12-year-old.
Yeah. I came here to drink beer and kick some ass. Looks like I'm all out of beer. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. I think I had just gotten my wah-wah pedal.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Somebody get knocked out?
Yeah, I think that was one, two, three, four. Is he getting back up? I think he's getting back up.
The fight continues.
Oh,
he's a little woozy.
Yeah. He's on his feet though. Ding ding. Okay, end of the round. Let's get back.
Yeah, to your corners.
You're holding up. How are your laser fists?
Birdies flying around the head.
Laser birds. Everything is immediately becomes cooler when you add lasers to it.
Yeah.
I need some laser drums.
Slow.
Laser guitar.
Whoa. Still got a pulse here.
Getting ready for the next round. This could be it, ladies and gentlemen. After 15 years in the sport together, they're finally facing off. Laser fists. Everyone thought boxing was dead, but it came back in a big way when we brought in laser fists.
Feels like we're zooming out. This may be a fight that we don't see the end of today.
Oh, it's a be continued situation. Oh, I don't know, it's picking up here.
Maybe this is something happening elsewhere in the same.
Oh, he didn't go down in the fifth. We paid him to go down in the fifth. What's he doing?
It's like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Well, I hope this is what you expected when you clicked on our podcast.
What else would they be expecting?
Our jam got a first comment on YouTube. Said, awesome post-rock vibes.
Hell yeah.
So I don't know what post-rock is, but fuck yeah.
That's like a thing. People think rock is over and dead.
Oh, well, Marilyn
so
Manson.
After it.
Declared rock is dead. It's deader than dead.
So everything after Marilyn Manson
yes.
is post-rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you started before him.
If you were born...
No, I don't know if it's born. I think you have released some music before rock was dead. And then you're kind of keeping it alive.
Okay. No, I don't think that's right.
I think genres are just like...
Dude, we are human, so post-genre.
Human country. We're post-genre.
Post-genre, dude. Get out of here with your post-rock.
Yeah, we're all about
post
the,
this, man.
Laser fists.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. Hey, pretty good. Well, join us next week for True Crime ASMR.
Yeah. Oh, different music altogether. Yeah, if you... Oh, okay. I'm gonna plug Jack Funk all of a sudden.
Oh,